Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. Hey there, ladies. Welcome to strategy number 5 of the Real Estate Investing for Under $1,000 series. And remember, this series isn't just for people with less money, like under $1,000. These strategies can also be great to diversify your real estate portfolio or to park money that you have designated for real estate investments, but need to keep it liquid, but still good returns. So this series is for anyone, whether you have under $1,000 or more. Anyways, real estate has long been recognized as a lucrative avenue for wealth creation and portfolio diversification, right? That's why we're listening to this podcast. However, direct property ownership can be capital intensive and time consuming. So enter real estate exchange traded funds. They're called ETFs, which provide investors with a convenient and cost-effective way to gain exposure to the real estate market. Today, we will explore the advantages of investing in real estate ETFs, discuss different types of ETFs available, and provide insights into their potential returns and risks. So first, here are the advantages of investing in real estate ETFs. First, diversification. Real estate ETFs offer investors the opportunity to diversify their portfolio according to broad range of real estate assets. These ETFs typically include a mix of residential, commercial, and industrial properties, as well as real estate-related companies. By investing in a single ETF, investors can gain exposure to various segments of the real estate market, reducing the risk associated with investing in an individual property. Second is liquidity. I love this, right? Real estate ETFs trade on major stock exchanges, providing investors with liquidity and flexibility. Unlike direct real estate investments, which can be illiquid and require significant of time and effort to buy or sell, ETFs can be bought or sold throughout the trading day at market prices. Cost efficiency is number 3. Investing in real estate ETFs can be more cost-effective than purchasing individual properties or actively managed real estate funds. ETFs often have lower expense ratios compared to mutual funds and do not typically involve transaction costs associated with direct property acquisitions. Number 4 is professional management. Real estate ETFs are managed by experienced professionals who monitor and adjust the fund's holdings based on market conditions. This allows investors to benefit from the expertise of real estate investment managers without the need to be actively involved in the property selection or management. Let's talk about the types of real estate ETFs. First, there's an equity REIT ETF. These ETFs invest in shares of real estate investment trusts, REITs, which we've already talked about, which are companies that own, operate, or finance income-generating real estate. Equity REIT ETFs provide exposure to various types of properties, including residential, commercial, industrial, and healthcare. They can offer both income and capital appreciation potential. Second is mortgage REIT ETFs. Mortgage REITs provide financing for real estate by investing in mortgage-backed securities. They're called MBS, and other real estate debt instruments. Mortgage REIT ETFs focus on generating income through the interest earned on these debt investments. However, they may be more sensitive to interest rate fluctuations and carry higher risk. Number three is hybrid REIT ETFs. Hybrid REIT ETFs invest in a combination of equity and mortgage REITs, providing a balanced exposure to both property ownership and debt investments. These ETFs offer diversification across different segments of the real estate market and can provide a blend of income and growth potential. So, that all sounds great, but what are some of the risks and returns of these ETFs? So, number one, here are the potential returns. Real estate ETFs can offer attractive returns through a combination of capital appreciation and dividend income. Dividends are typically generated from the rental income or interest payments received by the underlying real estate assets. The potential return will depend on the performance of the real estate market, interest rates, and, of course, the fund's composition. So, what are the market risks? Like any investment, real estate ETFs are subject to market risks. Factors such as economic conditions, interest rate fluctuations, and supply and demand dynamics in the real estate market can impact the performance of these ETFs. Additionally, changes in government regulations or zoning laws can affect profitability of real estate investments. What about the liquidity risks? While ETFs offer liquidity compared to direct property ownership, there can still be liquidity risks associated with specific ETFs, especially those with lower trading volumes. So investors should be aware of potential trading limitations, bid-ask spreads, and the impact of market volatility on ETF prices. There's also sector and regional risks. Different segments of the real estate market can perform differently based on factors such as location, property type, and economic trends. Investors should consider the concentration of holdings within an ETF and assess the risks associated with specific sectors or regions. So, in conclusion, real estate ETFs provide investors with an accessible and cost-effective way to diversify their portfolios and gain exposure to the real estate market. They offer advantages such as diversification, liquidity, cost efficiency, and professional management. However, investors should be aware of the potential risks associated with market fluctuations, liquidity, and sector-specific factors. By understanding the different types of real estate ETFs available and conducting thorough research, investors can harness the benefits of these investment vehicles and tap into the potential of the real estate market. One of the questions that I have always had is the difference between ETFs and mutual funds. So I'm going to be covering that in next week's podcast. So stay tuned for that. And until then, always remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a blissful millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.